time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, happy new year ringing in 2026, a brand new episode of Local Real Estate Today. It's Kyle Bailey kicking off the new year with some high-octane festive energy. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Happy New Year. Yeah, we speak fast. So let's jump right in. 2025, a marathon for real estate advocacy. How did we finish?
Well, before we talk about real estate, Kyle, I want to talk about how many marathons you finished last year.
I did 35.
That is amazing. So happy New Year, Kyle. And you aren't kidding. We hit the ground running. So while everyone was enjoying the holidays, the National Association of Realtors was wrapping up 2025 with some of the biggest advocacy gifts for property owners we've seen in decades. So we're talking about a deep dive into the legislation and rulings that actually protect your ability to buy, sell, and own land right here in Oregon.
I love a good gift to start the year. Now, do they go by NAR or NAR?
Well, they go by NAR, which stands for National Association of Realtors, so
and
NAR.
Yeah, they're essentially everywhere this year. I mean, the White House, the courts. What was the big ticket item that impacts us locally?
Yeah, so it's the one nobody thinks about until it's gone. So the National Flood Insurance Program, NAR's lobby team held over 80 high-level meetings, even with the president, to ensure the government stayed open and flood insurance stayed authorized. So Kyle, if that program had lapsed, we would have seen 1,300 transactions per day stalled throughout the U.S. And in our river-rich valley, that keeps the market moving.
Wow, what a massive save there. I also heard some great news about privacy, and I think we all get tired of those junk calls the second we look at a house online.
Yeah, so those are called trigger leads, and they are officially on the naughty list. So NAR helped pass the Home Buyers Privacy Protection Act. So now when you apply for a mortgage, lenders are heavily restricted from selling your data to those predatory callers. So it's a win for your sanity and your security.
And what about, let's talk money. I mean, we finished the year with some historic news on mortgage rates, right?
Yeah, we did. So we finished 2025 with mortgage rates at an all-time low for the last 12 months. So it's the perfect festive cherry on top for buyers. And for the long term, keep an eye on the new Trump accounts. So those are tax advantage savings for babies born starting this year that grow for decades to be used specifically for a home down payment.
And on the tax front, I know realtors fought hard for the deductions everybody relies on.
Yeah, so huge wins there too. We saw the mortgage interest deductions made permanent. So the 199A deduction for small businesses preserved and the estate tax threshold set at $15 million per person. So this is nationally. And these aren't just dry policies. They are the financial backbone that keeps home ownership affordable for families in Douglas County.
Wow, what a powerhouse start to 2026. Now let's kind of pivot over here to our local boots on the ground for the final week of the year ending December 31st. How'd we close out the 2025 calendar?
Yeah, so the market was anything but sleepy. So even with the holidays, the activity was incredible. So in regards to new listings, we had 14 new listings and one coming soon property hit the market in the last 7 days. We saw 16 homes sold and 15 went pending while people were toasting to the new year. And in regards to price changes, we saw 34 price changes showing that local sellers are highly motivated to be the first sold sign of 2026. And we move on to the expired myth. So you're going to see 68 expired listings as of yesterday, and that's mostly just contracts ending with the calendar year. Most are relisting right now.
So a fresh start for everybody. What are the must-see properties hitting the market right now?
Yeah, so we have some spectacular variety this week. 1548 Northeast Rocky Ridge Drive. This is a luxurious custom home priced at $599,500. It's almost 2,700 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms. It features panoramic mountain views. It's got a primary level, or main level primary suite with a jetted tub and a gourmet kitchen with granite counters, listed by Patty Archambault at All Pro Realty Advisors.
Yeah, when you say panoramic mountain views, that's got one of the best views in that whole neighborhood. Yeah,
absolutely.
And what else do we find?
So then moving on, we have the Pinnacle Umpqua Valley Estate. So this is at 375 Bella Hills Lane in Roseburg. This is a luxury estate on 81.59 acres. It's offered for sale at $2.5 million. This is just under 5,200 square feet, has river views, plus a secondary residence for guests or potential income. This is listed with Christina Scott and Tim Barrett, Umpqua Legacy Realty.
Yeah, what a place that is. Let's see. Let's look out in Umpqua.
So out in Umpqua, we've got a quiet country setting at 8148 Milkwa Road. It's 5.35 acres. It's offered for sale at $575,000. It's a three-bedroom home with a tranquil creek. It's got a greenhouse and a chicken coop, listed by Heidi Lieberman with Platinum Realty.
And, of course, we've got to check Sutherland.
Sutherland. This is 341 Ash Street. It sits on a light and bright corner lot. It's offered at $270,000, so hard to find under $300,000 home. Updated flooring, large windows, got a covered back patio. That's listed with Julie Bancroft at the Neal Company Real Estate.
And what about Winston?
In Winston, we've got this remodeled gem at 271 Northwest Sherry Street. It's a three-bedroom home for $285,000. It's been updated throughout with a new roof and RV parking, listed by Shea Ellison with Platinum Realty.
Now, it is sort of kind of the continuation of a holiday weekend. What about open houses?
Open houses. We're kind of in the middle of some stuff here, but there's three open houses in the next couple of days. So starting tomorrow, January 3rd, 286 Winchester Creek Avenue in Winchester. It is open from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. It's almost 3,000 square feet. It's a contemporary four-bedroom home listed for sale at $649,900. And that is going to be hosted by Christina Scott of Umpqua Legacy Realty.
And what else do we have?
And on that same day, tomorrow, January 3rd, 962 Northwest Kesey Street, that's going to be open from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. This is a four-bedroom day ranch offered for sale at $399,000. And that's going to be open by Tom Gillespie of EXP Realty.
And it looks like you've got one early next week.
Yeah, so Tuesday, January 6th, 1010 West Llewellyn Drive in Roseburg. This is open from 12:30 to 2:30 next Tuesday. This is a three-bedroom home. It's listed at $410,000. Kind of neat homes over on that west side, so be sure to check that out. It's going to be hosted by Wendy Konopaski of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
Well, a couple minutes left here. A incredible way to kick off the new year. Pretty exciting time.
Yeah. And I'm kind of going to swing back to those low mortgage rates. Today's mortgage rate is about 6.2%. So kind of nice to see it hit a year-long low, and just kind of we'll be watching those more closely.
Well, and obviously, it's always the trick about how closely do you watch it versus waiting too long and watching prices go up.
Yeah, don't sit and wait too long. And anyone that bought in the last 12 months or 2 years, going to be good opportunities to refinance and get that lower rate.
All right, a credible get start here to the year. How do people get in touch with you and your team?
Yeah, we'd love to help you make 2026 your best year yet. So you can call us at 541-366-6080 or visit us on our website at marygilbert.com. But better yet, stop by and see us in person at our office. We're right here in Roseburg at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street. And come talk to us about your plans and tune in next week for our full 2025 market recap.
All right. Happy New Year. That wraps it up for today. Local Real Estate Today on the Morning Report. It's 9 o'clock.